The first song we're going to sing for you today is called Majesty. It's a very beautiful song with a wonderful melody and a very great message, and that is that thanks to the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross, we can live happy and free. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Normally I have a Bible verse before I introduce a song, but this was kind of put on me 2 seconds before we came up here, so I hope you'll bear with me. The song we're singing has been with us since the beginning of the year. It's called Power of the Cross. And the best way I can sum it up is to take an excerpt from my favorite verse in the entire song. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live, bought through your selfless love. This, the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love, what a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. I'm going to set up the story for you a little bit. Jesus has just come down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and his disciples are huddled very disappointingly over a young demon-possessed boy whom they have not been able to cure. And Jesus does it easily. He tells the demon, come out, and it does. And disciples ask him, why couldn't we do it, Lord? I mean, we've been doing all these miracles while you were up there, and then as soon as we get down here, all of a sudden, we can't do it. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 19, verse 20. And he replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Our next song is called Move That Mountain, Lord. I don't know what anybody's personal mountain is. Maybe it's debt. Maybe it's problems with family. But I heard a quote somewhere. Don't tell God how big your mountain is. Tell your mountain how big your God is.
I'm wondering if it's okay. It looks like we're going to go for extra innings today. Is that okay? Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I want to thank the students, and I want to thank our church family here for 8 of the best years of our lives. Is everybody okay back there, Jordan? Okay, good. We have thoroughly enjoyed. And I wish that you had my perspective, because when you know each of these young people up here, it makes the music that much better. But it still sounds pretty good, even though you don't know them all. This morning I thought I wanted to share just a few thoughts, but they're really not my thoughts, on the power of music. There was a little lady that I believe in vision went to heaven and heard heavenly music. These kids are getting ready for that. They sound pretty good already, but think what it's going to be like when we get to heaven and we hear the heavenly choirs. I want to share with you just a few paragraphs from the book Education on the power of song. The history of the songs of the Bible is full of suggestion as to the uses and benefits of music and song. Music is often perverted to serve purposes of evil, and it thus becomes one of the most alluring agencies of temptation. But rightly employed, it is a precious gift of God designed to uplift the thoughts to high and noble themes, to inspire and elevate the soul. As the children of Israel, journeying through the wilderness, cheered their way by the music of sacred song, so God bids his children today gladden their pilgrim life. There are few means more effective for fixing his word in the memory than repeating them in song. And such song has wonderful power. It has power to subdue rude and uncultivated natures, power to quicken thought and to awaken sympathy, to promote beauty of action, and to banish the gloom and foreboding that destroy courage and weaken effort. It is one of the most effective means of impressing the heart with spiritual truth. How often the soul, hard-pressed and ready to despair, memory recalls some word of God's, the long-forgotten burden of a childhood song. And temptations lose their power, life takes on new meaning and new purpose, and courage and gladness are imparted to other souls. The value of song as a means of education should never be lost sight of. Let there be singing in the home of songs that are sweet and pure, and there will be fewer words of censure and more cheerfulness and hope and joy. Let there be singing in the school, and the students will be drawn to God, to their teachers, and to one another. As a part of religious service, singing is as much an act of worship as is prayer. Indeed, many a song is prayer. If the young people are taught to realize this, they will think more of the meaning of the words they sing and will be more susceptible to their power. As our Redeemer leads us to the threshold of the infinite, flushed with the glory of God, we may catch the themes of praise and thanksgiving from the heavenly choir round about the throne. And as the echo of the angel's song is awakened in our earthly homes, hearts will be drawn closer to the heavenly singers. Heaven's communion begins on earth. We learn here the keynote of its praise. Let our musical worship carry your thoughts this morning to the Bible stories, God's power and protection, the joy of praise for his goodness, the invitation to have a closer walk with him, and the anticipation of the glory of what heaven will be like when the saints go marching in. Our prayer this morning is that your hearts may be lifted toward heaven.
Hello.
It's on. Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
I like that.
The next song we'll be playing for you is one of my personal favorites this year called Jericho. And I'm well aware you all know the story of Jericho. We'll start off with reading a verse, though. It comes from Hebrews 11:30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. It says by faith that the walls came down. To me, I imagine that must take a lot of faith to walk around a wall looking stupid for 7 days. Like, I can't walk around my house without feeling stupid sometimes. But I imagine that the faith they had in God must have been amazing. As in the song we sang earlier, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. As we play this next song, I want you to listen to it and enjoy it, of course. And listen, as you can hear, them marching around, blowing their trumpets, and at the end, hearing the walls coming down. But I also like you to imagine that in your life, do you have the faith that they had, the faith to move mountains, the faith to trust in our Lord God?
Hello, hello.
I say, it's kind of funny, they never like me talking this much at school, so. Our next song is a personal favorite of my mother. It's called Proclamations. We've been using Psalms a lot, so I'm going to turn to Psalms chapter 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, and night after night they display knowledge. There are billions and billions of billions of stars just in our galaxy, in our solar system. Can you imagine what would happen if every one of those stars, if we could be given angels' ears and listen to all those stars day in and day out, proclaiming the glory of God? There are two images I want you to imagine when you hear us play Proclamation. First of all, the image that I've just described of the heavens just declaring the glory of our Savior. And also, at the end of time, when those stars fade away and our King and Redeemer is coming in the clouds of glory with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet call of God, and we proclaim to all that will listen, here is our God whom we serve. We have waited for him, and he has come.
It's just a pleasure, a blessing for us to be here every single year. We look forward to come to the churches, those churches who love the academy, those churches who support the academy, to see you, my brothers, sisters, supportive of the academy, to see my friend, Pastor. It's a blessing for me to see you here. Thank you for allowing us to be in this church today. First of all, we want to use this few minutes that we have. I promise it's just one more piece, and we are going to finish. But we want to use this moment to say thank you to one person. Personally, 5 years ago, I met him, and he became immediately a friend, mentor, and my boss. I want to say thank you for his help, his support, his guidance. He has many talents. One of them, the one that I want to talk right now, is the capacity he has to see between two fires, two big atomic bombs ready to explode. He's standing between, and somehow, some way, he calms both of them. And suddenly, as a miracle, there is just soft waters in there where we thought it was going to be another atomic explosion. I want to say thank you, and the students also, to Mr. Doug Brown and his wife for your service. The students, please. Thank you very much. We know that you still will be with us, and you still will be my mentor. Thank you very much, sir. I also would like to use this moment to introduce, to present to the church, the students who will not see anymore around us. 4 years ago, in the school, we were delightful with a little kid, because we saw them like little kids, who came as freshmen to the music department. And we spend, any time we have a parenthesis in a staff meeting, we spend sometimes talking about them. It kind of a family when they have a little puppy, and they laugh and they see them running around. We were seeing the freshmen 4 years ago, so happy, so respectful, so kind, so smart, so intelligent. Seriously. So much. One teacher I remember. Let me tell you what I remember this. Yesterday, one of my seniors, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, was at school struggling because he lost his instrument. Just parents with students in band knows how serious is the situation when you lose your instrument. There is no parent who wants to pass through that experience. There is no student who wants to pass through that experience. And there is my student. We were looking for in the band, the chapel, rooms, any place. And I remember that 4 years ago, one of the teachers says, this student is special. He's so respectful. When I ask who wants to pray, he raised the hand. When I ask a question, he raised his hand. When something has to be done, he is right there. Please, can we do something? I remember that teacher saying that. Can we do something? Please, don't change it. Let's not spoil him. Let's keep him like he is right now. Because somehow, teenagers change a little bit. But this student of mine, yesterday, after we spent some minutes looking for his instrument, we didn't find it. He thanked me. No one, two, three, four times. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me, Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you very much. And I remember that. He didn't change. He's right here. And I will introduce the first seniors I want to introduce. Is Zach Chen. Thank you, Zach. Remain stand. Let me go with the seniors in the choir. Peggy Chu, another senior that is finishing. Monica Pettingley, thank you. Mahari Gaxiola. Alicia Webster and Erica Davis. These are the choir members who are leaving now. Remain stand, please. Now from the band, the wonderful flute player. Very shy, very respectful, very intelligent, very smart. Both of them, Jasmine Kublow and Katie Kim. Many years ago, I was teaching fifth grade band also, and I remember a little girl saying, I want to play clarinet, and I tried to persuade her and say, no, choose something more relevant, more eloquent, like bassoon or oboe or something. And she stuck there in the clarinet. No, there were no power in my mind who could change her mind. Here she is, my daughter Daniela. Also with us as a senior, Star Samson. Second clarinet. Gideon Rios and Cody Manos in the alto saxophone. Tenor saxophone, Rachel Cacho. Baritone saxophone, Evan Davis. You already met the leader of the trumpet. Let me keep going with Kayla Mata and Joshua Want, second trumpet. An instrument that I'm going to miss deeply in my heart, Jared Miller in the tuba. And in the percussion, two wonderful friends and musicians, Blake Hunter and Deborah Leach. I publicly want to thank to the seniors, a big, large group, but wonderful group of kids who enhance with their talent, their musicality, their knowledge, the music department these 4 years. Thank you very much, seniors. I also want to finish saying thank you to one parent who is always with us, practicing, helping me in one of the sections of the band, but also enhancing with his knowledge about Brad, Mr. Dan Allen. Thank you very much, sir. Deborah.
Morning. For our last song, we are going to play Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And Just a Closer Walk with Thee is a traditional gospel song, and the band plays it with like a Southern and Dixieland feel. What means the most to me are the words to this song, which remind us how daily we should have a closer walk with Him. And it is, I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Please bow your heads with me for the benediction. Father, this morning in worship, our hearts have been lifted to you. As we think about your strength and your power and your goodness to us, your grace and your mercy that we enjoy every day. We look forward so much to that day when we will see you face to face. We can worship you in person, and we can thank you for all of the things you have done for us. Thank you for the gift of music. Thank you for these young people. Thank you for our schools. Most of all, I pray that you will guide and direct us as we move into the future. I ask a special blessing on each of the students, but particularly the senior class, as they move on to more things that you have in mind for them. Father, we enjoy so much the opportunity to worship in your presence together. Keep us safe, keep us close to you, until soon in that day, that glorious day, when you come to take us to live with you forever. May that day be soon. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. Have a blessed Sabbath.